Welcome to Shomach Shovan and Daf, she is sponsored by Nishmas Ambiak of Sholem Leah Vasitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Chov Gimel. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis brings the story that we have in Maseches Kiddushin, the story of Doma ben Esino. And this comes as a response, they asked Rabbi Lozer, Had Heichem Kibud Avehem, until where do you have to do Kibud Avehem? And Rabbi Lozer says, look at Doma ben Esino, what he did for Kibud Avehem, not to wake up his father. Now there's two questions of the story of Doma ben Esino that we need to understand. Number one is, how can Rabbi Lozer bring a shvach of Doma ben Esino? The Gemara just told us before, lo yisichunim, you're not allowed to praise a guy. Here it seems that Rabbi Lozer is praising Doma ben Esino for his kibud avehim. In addition, throughout down in Sefer Chassidim, and that's what Paskan la'alocha, that if the father wants the son to wake him up, the son should wake up his father. Over here, you would think that the father of Doma ben Esino would like him to wake him up to sell the precious stone. So why didn't he wake him up? So the Chor, both questions are answered based on the Mahalach of the Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael. The Maharal there explains like this. He says, Doma ben Esino, why is he called Doma ben Esino? So Maharal says, very possible this was not his real name. Chazal called him Doma ben Esino to say the point. And what is the point? Doma is Lashon Domim. And Esino is Lashon Hiya Noisenis, which means Doma ben Esino is doing the mitzvahs that make sense, that logically make sense. Doma is Domim, means it's something that it's a din to be this way. Hiya Noisenis is logically something you need to do. Doma ben Esino is willing to sacrifice himself to do a mitzvah that he understands. That's what he's doing, Kibud Avehim. The same thing it says by Esav. Esav was a big Mechabed father and mother. That was his big milah, because it's something that makes sense. It's a great thing for a person to agree to do things that he understands. But it doesn't mean that he's such a great person. He's not willing to do things that maybe he doesn't understand. It doesn't make logically sense to him. And this Mahalach of the Maharal connects beautifully with how the Achronim explained the Hemshech HaGemara. It's brought down both in the Hasidic Sfarim and the Litvish Sfarim. The Kotzker Rebbe says this idea, and it's brought down in the name of the Ktsois that said it. What shot that the schar, the reward for Doma ben Esino, was that he had a Parah Aduma born the next year? Why Davka Parah Aduma? So the same shot is, Doma ben Esino went ahead and he did Kibud Avehim, which means makes a lot of sense. He agreed to do things that make logical sense. Because Bogum wanted to show him that Am Yisrael is willing to sacrifice themselves for what? To do a mitzvah that makes no sense. Parah Aduma is the classic mitzvah that's a chukah that makes no sense. So Doma ben Esino is doing something which is logical. That's the limit where you can get to. And the kudo, the yisai, the concept that Shmuel wants to show is that Am Yisrael does much more because they're doing mitzvah, they're willing to sacrifice and to dedicate, to give all their money and to do a mitzvah that makes no sense at all. And Mimele, according to this, Rabbi Lazar is not Meshabeach Doma ben Esino. He's pointing out Doma ben Esino is someone who logically he took the mitzvah to the extreme. That doesn't mean that it's being Milo. He's doing only things that make sense. And that may be also the pshat, that maybe Doma ben Esino really didn't do what he's supposed to do pi halacha. Maybe he went a little overboard. He really should have waked up his father because the father wanted to wake him up. But Rabbi Lozer wants to show, let me show you an example of someone who went in extreme to do something that makes sense. Maybe we can learn from him for us to do for all the mitzvahs to go and dedicate ourselves to do the mitzvahs properly. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list, or what's to go, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.